Earth may as well go tilting off its axis and hurtling into the sun.
Oh.
Everything,
okay, Buzz.
Everything seems
be
so
there in a flash.
Okay. Everything seems so wacky these days, so bizarre. It is the end of the world as we know it. The latest evidence of this impending apocalypse comes from Elyria, Ohio. The job of dog warden there used to be so simple. See a dog, catch a dog, feed the dog till the owner shows up, and if the owner doesn't show, put the dog to sleep. But
oh, you'll be sorry about that.
But recently in Elyria, the dog warden found an unexpected animal roaming the streets of that otherwise quiet community. It was a 3-foot-long alligator.
Oh.
Better fasten your seatbelt, Buzz.
Yeah, the dog warden put out the word that he'd found a gator and waited for that one phone call that would take the reptile off his hands, but he didn't get that one phone call. He got swamped with calls. Swamped, pardon the expression. One guy said his pet alligator had gotten loose while he and the gator had gone swimming.
Oh. Let me tackle that gruesome gummy giant alone, Buzz.
Another guy said someone had stolen not one, but 2 alligators from his home last October. Other people called to claim the gator, too. Lots of other people. And Elyria, Ohio isn't that big of a town.
Then let's get this horror show on the road.
The dog warden says he would have never guessed that so many people would have alligators as pets. True, but I doubt he would have guessed it's the end of the world. As
I'm
we know
fine,
it.
Buzz.
As we know it. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, pal.
Yeah.
Okay, pal. Quick break. Thank you, Buzz.
You bet.
We are running late, everybody. A phone scan next, but it's got to be chop chop.
Chop chop. Come on, you heard us.
So get on the line to get on the air right now at 1-800-636-1067. Your calls on a rotating random phone scan lie straight ahead.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Super job.
WJFK.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I do. I forgot.
It's like a daily 4-hour bender with no hangover. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, my.
We await your orders, High Commander.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I do. I forgot.
Hello, we are. We're back.
Great.
Across America.
Great 7.
Nationwide.
Prepare to be dazzled.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I do. I forgot.
Via Westwood One. Entertainment. Channel check. Here we go. Lafayette, Louisiana. Sports Radio KC. KACY. Worcester, Massachusetts. 98.9. Double X FM. And in Cleveland on WERE.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I do. I forgot.
All right. Phone calls. Here we go. This has got to be a fast phone scan. We are running way late today. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don?
Washington, D.C. Yes, ma'am.
Hi. I'm calling from Manassas.
Yes.
Everybody tells me that I look like the mother Jill from, what's that show? Home Improvement?
You do.
Well, that's what they say.
Nothing wrong with that.
And I wanted to know if anybody ever told you that you sound just like Danny Bonaducci from the Partridge Family.
Oh.
Cutting you to the quick.
Today's the day I commit suicide.
Man.
I know a couple hours ago I said there'd be nothing that could make me commit suicide, but that call makes me want to commit suicide.
Well, I'll tell you, earlier, your son with stern-faced baboon pushed you right to the edge, and then it was that Danny Bonaducci thing.
It's been a pretty good day for me. My son said that the animal I most remind him of is a stern-faced baboon.
Stern-faced.
And now I've been compared to Danny Bonaducci. Hello. Great day for me. At Rating Show, I'm doing a super job of it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I do. I forgot.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, man. Yeah, go ahead. Speak to us.
You're on the air.
Hello, Don.
Yes, calls right here now on the Don and Mike program at 1-800-636-1067. Yes, sir.
Hi, my name's Craig. I live in Greenbelt. I was wondering if you happened to watch the Chris Rock special on HBO.
The one that talks about tossing salads?
That's it.
No, we hadn't seen it, but somebody called today and played us a few moments of it on the telephone.
And in that brief period of time, it was less than 10 seconds, we were able to get a true feeling for what that show must have been like.
Yeah, right. It was great.
Anybody who has ever wondered what toss my salad means,
yeah,
you should watch that Chris Rock show, because it sounded to me like he does a pretty good job of explaining exactly what it is.
Absolutely.
He does a great job, yes.
And he actually goes into quite a bit more detail. We've never even been able to really tell you what toss salads
mean. Well, I'm glad I saw it, because I was always wondering what it was.
And now you know.
Yeah, I know.
Now you know. And how does that make you feel, huh?
Yeah, no gray area there.
So we go to jail, that's all.
So to speak, yeah, never go to jail. That would be the motto. That would be a great deterrent.
You know something that really, they ought to run that all the time. Instead of these PSAs where you have the celebrities coming out and saying things like, you know, stay out of trouble, kids. You ought to have that guy. Just put that guy, you know, up in a...
Just show some videotape of some guy tossing another guy's salad.
Oh, my God.
You steal that car. This is what's going to happen to you, son.
That's right. Oh. 10 minutes.
Hello.
Hey.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, I got a comment. That loser, that guy, Kevin in the morning.
Oh, the DJ we tried to help?
Yeah, man. What is up with that guy?
Huh? Listen, I don't know. You know, and Buzz made an excellent point to me when we got done with that. Buzz said, and when I took a job in Chicago, like 12 years ago, I took a job at night because I thought I might have a chance working my way up to the morning show, which
The program director in Tennessee said I might.
Yeah.
I mean, he said, I mean, I heard it. I said, hey, listen, he goes, I might have a morning job.
All you need is just any, this is like anybody with any other job. You just need somehow to get your foot in the door.
Yeah.
And we did it. Now, well, he'll be happy with his 50% less income and his wife who doesn't know anything about his show. Well,
there's also, there's also a reason that we say to these guys when we get them on the air, we say, listen, does it matter? Does it matter? Does it matter? We want those questions answered sincerely. And when he says it doesn't matter, then we figure we can call one of these radio stations, but it does matter. And he did have his specific needs, and that gets you in trouble more often than not.
Well, you know what's going to happen now? The guy's got a broken nose and two black eyes, and that door slamming shut in his face.
Thank you, my friend. You seem to grasp the situation. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I'd like to speak to Don and Mike, please.
You're on the air right now.
How are you doing, guys?
Great.
Hey, I tell you what, I was calling in there. That response about you guys talking about country music listeners being the dumbest guys in the world.
They are.
They are.
Oh, absolutely.
Where do you get off saying that?
They're the stupid. Do you listen to country music?
You bet I do.
Case closed. Case closed, my friend.
We have the papers in the office.
I did a study on it.
Yeah.
Rating show. They're doing a super job.
An exhaustive study.
Dumb people listen to country radio. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I have a question for you about Grumpy Old Men 2. It's actually a trivia question that relates to Dick Van Dyke.
Yes.
The woman that played Sophia Loren's mother, I guess, in Grumpy Old Men 2, was she on Dick Van Dyke?
I don't know. I never saw Grumpier Old Men, so I don't know who you're talking about.
Okay.
Grumpier?
And Dick Van Dyke, was there a character, this is for a friend of mine that lives in Connecticut, was there a character by the name of Minnie or something like that on Dick Van Dyke?
There was Millie, she was the next door neighbor, Millie Helper, she was married to Jerry Helper.
What was her name?
Her name is Millie Helper.
Right, but what was her real name?
Well, I don't know, Kim Boomer Anderson, I don't know.
You know, the reason they called her Millie Helper on that show.
Why?
I mean, that was that you know, you talk about the Secret Handshake Club on Mayberry, but Millie Helper, the entire neighborhood, including Dick.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
Great.
Who is this?
This is Don and Mike. Who is this?
This is Kevin from Wichita.
Yes, hello, Kevin.
How you doing?
Uh-huh.
We're super, Kevin. What can we do for you?
Well, I just, you know, first of all, I want to say that Kevin guy in wherever really blew.
Yeah, well, he gave all you Kevins a bad name, I think.
And I just wanted to call up and, you know, try and reclaim some of that, you know.
I think you've done that.
The Kevins.
You've reclaimed the glory for the name Kevin.
Oh, I've completely changed my opinion of Kevins after listening to you.
Oh, I really appreciate it.
Ann Morgan Gilbert, that is her name. Millie Helper. Somebody just looked it up. It's Ann Morgan Gilbert.
Funny lady, pretty lady.
And, of course, you remember their son, Hamburger. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Dennis Murphy loves the golden shower. Dennis Murphy loves the golden shower.
Oh, my. Stop talking about my friend that way.
Is that a fact?
Row, row, row your boat. Don and Mike are gay.
Well, we are, but...
Oh, I wish sometimes you'd let people finish their songs.
Hello, Don and Mike. No, you don't. Oh, God.
There we go.
It's careening out of control again. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I lost the radio station yesterday between Baltimore and Washington during a storm. What happened with the two lesbians?
Oh, listen, my friend, it's yesterday's news. You got to look forward. Look to the future.
Live in the now, man. And if you're going to spew into this.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes, good evening. I'd like to get in touch with Diana Sillman. We're looking for a position for her to fill.
She can fill a few positions.
Well, we have a very top-level executive position, and we were told that we could reach her.
Sure, yeah. She's just like Santa Claus. Just write a letter that says, Diana Sillman, North Pole.
Here, here.
Well, I think you've lost a valued employee.
Is this another guy?
He couldn't stand it. You know, you were maintaining the lie, sir. Why did you have to did you have to go into that other area there?
Why have you done this to her?
Why, we didn't do anything to her, you idiot.
Well, you did terminate her without cause.
No, we did not. She quit, you dope.
She's got another. She's got another job.
Was it a forced resignation?
No.
Did you refuse to pay her more?
No, I don't pay her, you dope.
No, I mean your corporation.
No.
Did she ask for more money?
No. I don't know. No.
I do know. No, she did not.
She just got tired of working with Jeremy Coleman one day, and she quit.
Bummer. Well, yeah. I guess you went as far as you could, huh?
So what's your job for her? Or are you a liar?
No, he's a liar. He's just a guy trying to bust our chops. Just another one of these guys.
We have an executive position for someone that can handle difficult-to-work environments.
Like I'm difficult?
No, I wasn't casting any aspersions.
Turd. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, God. Hello, my friend, Michael.
Here you go. Here's your payback, Mike.
Hi.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Dennis. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
So when are you going to invite me over for dinner?
Yeah, that's what I've been waiting for.
Come on, Mike. I'm just kidding.
I know you are, Dennis.
We'll get you a hamburger in your cage, Dennis.
You know something? I'll buy you a burger when we're down at that restaurant and you're dancing in the cage. I will buy you a burger. I will turn it sideways and I will shove it through the bars of the cage.
When you're dancing in the cage in your pasties.
That's right. Your wonderful pasties and your skirt.
So what can you think of that sack I call currently?
That fax was very vicious.
No kidding.
But I would still rather have dinner with him than you.
Oh, okay. All right.
Not me, friend.
Oh, that got him off the phone right away.
Yeah, he's gone.
Hello, Don and Mike.
I registered the time I received those phone calls. I'm going to have you three, and I'm going to make a police report.
Okay, good. You do that. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi.
Hi there.
This is Gina. I'm from Wichita.
Hello, Gina.
Murphy's date.
You're what?
Dennis Murphy's date.
You're what? Are you the escort?
I'm the escort.
Ah, the escort who is not a hooker, who has agreed to wear a slinky dress?
Yes.
Hello, lucky woman.
Who would be the celebrity you most resemble?
Well, I've been told that I look kind of like the psycho girl Sydney on Melrose Place. And then I've been told I look kind of like Martha Plimpton.
Martha Plimpton, who's that, George's old lady?
No, I know who Martha Plimpton is. She was in Parenthood?
Yeah, and...
She was the daughter that got pregnant with Keanu Reeves in Parenthood?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay, good.
Interesting.
Good. Yeah.
It's an interesting combination right there.
You won't be trading down then.
Huh?
I'm just saying that I think you and Dennis will probably be a good match together.
Do you?
He's a fine man.
Yes, I do. Listen, hold on. I got to go. I have a much more important call on this line now. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Do my ears deceive me?
Oh, now here's my payback.
Yeah, there's your payback.
Yeah, I'm gonna
hey, buddy.
This.
Hey, buddy.
Hello, Grossman.
Mike forced me into a corner.
Well, how's it feel?
I'm fine with it. I just told the truth. The question was, who would you rather have to sit down for an hour with and have a meal with, you or him? I said you, but it doesn't mean I want to.
Okay.
Okay?
I just need to get my ears
and
checked.
Carl, let me make it real clear.
I understand.
You understand where I'm coming from?
Yes, the further
Dennis
the
Murphy.
Better.
Dennis Murphy would be my choice. And whenever we're out in public and you're there, Carl, I hope you understand that 100%.
And Dennis, I hope that you understand that whenever you're out in public with us, too. Mike loves you.
And Carl, you're on the phone, so I can tell you Don loves you.
And I love ye both.
Except, you know what I think?
What's that?
I think of the two of them, if I had a butterfly net, one of those big butterfly nets, I think I could control Carl better than you could control Dennis.
Anyone can control
that I cannot disagree with. As far as controlling his behavior?
Yes.
Absolutely. That I can't lie.
I believe Carl would be like a good dog if I said, sit.
Yes.
Sit.
Absolutely.
Don't follow me, sit.
Absolutely.
You're right there.
Yeah, absolutely right there. But I'd still rather sit down for an hour with Dennis instead of Carl.
That's no surprise, of course.
Carl, I mean this only in the best possible way. You make my flesh crawl.
But yeah,
tell me in the best possible way.
That's right.
Give me another one so I can balance this out. For instance, Ted Kaczynski or Carl Grossman, I'd eat with Ted Kaczynski.
Mm-hmm.
Ted Bundy or Carl Grossman, I'd eat with Ted.
You are really hurting my friend Dennis Murphy right now.
No. However.
Yes.
However, hold on. He's on the line. Hold on.
Oh, they're back.
They're both back. Hello, Dennis.
Hi, Mike.
Hi there, Dennis. How are you?
I don't even get a hello anymore.
How's it going? I know you're probably...
I'm not talking to the other guy.
Oh, now listen, the other guy's pressing the buttons.
I know.
I have to talk to my good friend.
There you go.
Hi, good friend.
Hi there, my bud.
Oh, this sickens me. I can't do this.
Yeah, what the hell are you doing here?
No, all right, goodbye.
All right, it's been...
Goodbye. All right, goodbye.
Oh, get them both out.
You said you were going to stop being nice.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Last call.
Last call?
Yes, it's you.
Awesome. That's really cool.
Oh, it's a kid. Where's mom or dad?
Mom or dad? Mom's on the net.
Mom's on the net. We need permission for a young man such as yourself to be listening to the show. We need to talk to mom or pops. Yeah, he's one of the latchkey kids. The latchkey kids.
The latchkey kids. No one can control the latchkey kids.
Is mommy or daddy there? Hello, last call. This is it, really.
Hey, John here.
Yes.
I thought you might be interested to know that guy Kevin works at the station in Harrisburg that canceled you when they bought it.
Ah, well, good. Good. Then I know that his 50% is only like $100.
You got it.
Good.
Good. Good. All right.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for the call. All right, now listen, got a break. I got to make my dinner plans. We will, we'll be right back. You and Dennis will be having dog food, won't you?
We're having dog food on ice.
We'll be right back. Radio needs a good kick in the ass. Hey. M-I-W-J-F-K.
Using the Comedy Zamboni to clean the ice arena of life. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
You're darn straight. We've got to get right on it. Time to do the wacky story file.
Mm-hmm.
We have time for 1 minute. The 1 minute interview, that's all we have time for.
All right.
And today, it's not only the wacky story file, it's the Don and Mike Senior Citizen of the Week.
I love senior citizens.
And this comes from Sacramento, California, the big sack, where we are kicking ass.
Yeah.
Most 91-year-old men can barely get out of bed. But there is a 91-year-old man in Sacramento who hops out of his bed and rides his bike 50 miles a day.
Wow.
Ernie Maroney is the senior bicycling champion, and he bikes 3 to 4 times a week, and he goes anywhere from 15 to 50 miles. He also holds a 4th-degree black belt in karate.
All right.
Cool. He taught Jack LaLanne how to swim when he was 12. He's in training for the World Senior Game.
I like him already.
All right.
That's great. 50 miles a day.
Unbelievable.
Isn't that something? We'll give him some chicken. All the seniors love the chicken. We'll give him free Popeye's chicken.
Wish we were out in Sacramento so he could race Spiewak.
I'd bet on the old man. Give Rabe a head start, I'd bet on the old man.
Yeah, he might be out riding.
Or.
No.
Taking that nap.
No.
He might be riding his bike to Dirt City. Be riding his dirt bike. That's what he might be doing.
Doing some off-roading.
No, all right, he's not there. All right, hold on a second. I got another one ready for the 1 minute interview. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
He is 64 years old, and his name used to be Virgil Almeida, before he legally changed his name to Santa Claus.
Eat, Santa. Eat.
What is that?
It's from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, I got that mixed up with the...
We're in the land of misfit toys. It's playing in my head 24 hours a day.
Sure.
Is that the one that's like the Schick commercial? The
Yeah, absolutely.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Yeah. Hello?
Hello, yes, is this Santa?
This who?
Santa Claus.
No.
Does Santa live there?
No.
This is Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara. We're doing a national radio show right now. We're looking for... Did I call Rhode Island?
Yes, you did.
Pawtucket, Rhode Island. We're looking for Santa Claus Almeida.
Not Santa Claus.
Oh, okay. Is there...
At the Almeida.
Is Virgil there?
No, no Virgil.
You don't know. Okay.
Do you know Santa Almeida?
Well, I can be Santa Almeida. My name starts with an S.
Well, no, we're looking for a guy named Virgil who legally changed his name to Santa Claus.
No.
No?
That's not at this address, but okay. There was a man in Pawtucket that did do that.
Oh, but it's not here.
No.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, one more then. I've only got one more shot.
I want to be a dentist.
Gay rights activists might be happy over the recent Supreme Court ruling overturning Colorado's anti-gay ordinance, but George Washington is really pissed. According to the Reverend Gerald Pulley from Portland, Maine... George Washington is a homophobe.
I can't believe it. The father of our country.
Hard to believe.
One of our founding fathers, you would think that he would be a little bit more open-minded.
Let me see. He disapproves of homosexuality. George Washington is so upset that gays are demanding equal rights.
Hello, Rosemary.
Yes, hello. This is Don and Mike. We're doing our radio show right now. Is Gerald Pulley there?
Just a second.
Thank you.
Oh, great. We're going to get our 60-second interview.
He is so upset that gays are demanding equal rights that he told them the United States is turning into a confederation of perversion.
Hello?
Gerald Pulley.
Yes.
It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. We're on the radio. How are you, sir?
Good.
We have our 60-second interview. We'd like to talk with you if you have 60 seconds.
Okay, I'll try.
Will you please tell me about George Washington talking to you and saying that he's a homophobe?
That's a little bit of a misunderstanding.
He said he was against homosexuality. He's not homophobic. He was speaking of problems in the spirit world where homosexuals can't relate to the reality.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. How can he not be a homophobe? The last line of the story I'm reading says that you claim George Washington told you he likes to sit around with Thomas Jefferson and make gay jokes about Liberace and Rock Hudson.
Well, whoever sent that out got some misinformation or misunderstood.
Oh, really? What did George...
They do not make jokes about people. These are very pious and understanding men, and they would not humiliate anyone.
What did George
say?
President.
They express their opinion, but they do not make jokes about people.
So George Washington does not like gays, though?
No, and he does not like the way the law is being twisted in this country to allow perversion and hate on the radio and on TV and a lot of the stuff that's going around. They're just very, very disappointed with what they have done.
I don't think we have hate on our show, but we have a lot of perversion on our show.
Yeah, we have a lot of perversion. Would George Washington disapprove of that?
Well, I don't know because I've never heard your show.
Well, we're on in Portland.
I don't like to comment on things that I haven't, you know, heard myself.
We're on in Portland, Maine. We got a radio station there.
Oh.
This, can I ask you?
You want.
I want to ask you a question without offending you here. This wouldn't be a cheap attempt, perhaps, to get your own agenda out on the airwaves and out into the media by saying that George Washington talks to you when, in fact, it's just your own personal opinion.
No, I've been asked that a lot.
How do you feel about gays?
I do not approve of homosexuality either, but
surprise,
had problems with it in the past.
What problems have you had?
Fighting urges?
Like when I lived in Florida, this guy kept coming at me and wanting me to get in his car. And
oh, yeah. Sure he
and
did.
And I kept telling him no, and he kept reaching for me.
Oh, those homos. I wish those homos would stop that.
And, you know, it's
I wish they would stop driving around trying to pick up attractive men like you.
I'm not attractive. That's what bugs me.
Oh, really? You're not dreaming?
It's the homeliest thing that can be. And, you know, but it's down there, it's far different from what it is around Maine and places like that.
Yeah, you don't have too many. Don't have too many fags up in Maine, do you?
Oh. But the thing is, you know, I work with them all the time, and there's no problems
with them.
Yeah, who's the homophobe here?
That it's problems.
Who's the homophobe? George Washington or this guy? What do you think?
I think it's this guy, Don.
What do you think, Buzz?
Yeah. Sounds like it. Sounds like it's this guy. Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
You're guilty.
Guilty as charged.
You're guilty. Thanks for your time. All right, listen to our show sometime. I'm sure you'll dig it.
What channel is it on?
WZAN.
Oh, okay. I know now. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Yeah, bye. Yeah.
Bye now.
All right, good luck to you. Bye-bye.
And we don't give a damn if he's gay.
No, we don't.
There you go.
No, we sure don't.
Listen, my friend, I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys. I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean?
Elton John is a gay.
You know what we ought to do to offer balance here? We ought to get that guy that was coming at him down in Florida.
Oh, man, that's booty, Pops.
Yeah, the guy that just wouldn't let him go his way. The guy that had to have him.
Get in the car.
Stupid president.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
6:54 and a final look at the Wednesday night Fight of the Lights. Here is Jack Taylor for Sherry.
Still very...
Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
John.
WJFK.
And we will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know our names are Don and Mike.
Hey, bam, 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 bam.
Oh. Touch violence, toe tapping, touch tones. Right there, spurting out of your radio, making a noogie mess like you know who.
Hello, dear friend.
Right, Buzz.
We'll take call 100 right now. Good luck to you at 1-800-636-1067. Call it 100 right now. Give me some stuff.
Right, Buzz.
And now with a last look at the day's news.
Now for a little spin.
Here is Buzz Burbank.
I've spotted the signal just ahead, Buzz.
Thank you. The numbers for Medicare's hospital fund look worse all the time. An annual report shows this fund, at this rate, would go $50 billion into the red by the year 2002. President Clinton suggesting a 10-year fix. Republicans say they want a longer-term solution. A memo from Attorney General Janet Reno confirms she's worried about computer terrorism. Reno's proposed a rapid response group to deal with potential electronic or physical attacks on the nation's computer networks. The Navy's getting a new commander. President Clinton's nominated Admiral Jay Johnson to be Chief of Naval Operations. If he's confirmed by Congress, he would replace Admiral Mike Borda, who committed suicide last month. Benjamin Netanyahu has had his first spat with PLO leader Yasser Arafat since the Israeli election. The prime minister-elect says he will not agree to establishing a Palestinian state or to dividing Jerusalem. Arafat says no one can stop those things from happening. American companies can start buying oil from Iraq again. The White House made that announcement today, saying that the money will not line Saddam Hussein's pockets, but instead buy food for hungry Iraqis. Wonder if it was a good year. We used to think that people have been making wine for the past 5,000 years. Today, we added another 2,000 years to that. Scientists believe they have found some pottery in Iran containing the residue of wine from 7,000 years ago. France's Olympic synchronized swim team will not be using its Holocaust routine, after all, at the Summer Games in Atlanta. The French sports ministers ordered that the four-minute routine be scrapped. It included having the swimmers do a Nazi-style goose step to the pool. It's one thing to have an adult bookstore in your quiet little town. It's quite another when the store's employees go topless. That and sports next.
Somewhere in the footage.
From Westwood One Entertainment, you're listening to The Don and Mike Show. In sports, the Bulls and the Seattle Supersonics open the NBA Championship Series tonight. The first two games of the Best of Seven Series will be played in Chicago. Baseball's ruling executive council says it will decide by next Wednesday whether to penalize Cincinnati Reds owner Marge Schott for controversial public comments. Schott met with the council today in Philadelphia. The Buffalo Sabres and two-time Vezina Trophy-winning goalie Dominic Hasek have reached terms on a new three-year contract. The signing's planned for tomorrow. Doctors in Indianapolis say race driver Alessandro Zampedri will probably walk and may even race again. But he's facing several months of rehabilitation as he continues to recover from injuries suffered in this year's Indy 500. Finally, it's frustrating when you lose control of a situation, like when the adult bookstore opened in Hadley, Massachusetts. A lot of the townspeople didn't want the store, but town officials said at the time there wasn't much they could do about it. Now, the store's put up a sign advertising the fact that it now has topless clerks. And some of those same townspeople are just beside themselves with frustration. Again, they've approached their elected officials, and again, those officials say they're is no law to keep the clerks from going topless so long as they stay inside their store. What?
I don't understand that one. That one's hard to make out.
The officials did send their building inspector out to the store to cite the owners for having a sign that's bigger than the law allows. But
and so, once again, the tables of crime have been turned.
Well, not quite.
Thanks to our superheroes, Buzz
Burbank. Thanks for the credit anyway. You get the feeling, though, that some of the people of Hadley, Mass. Won't let this issue go. It was one thing when the adult bookstore came to town, but it was quite another when the employees went topless.
Oh. Take that! Bam, bam.
All right. For some of Hadley's community activists, that's where they draw the line.
Yeah.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Oh, no. Yes. No. You go home and get a good night's sleep for Laura Korn.
Oh, wow.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey. Don and Mike?
Yes, who's this, please?
Lauren from Wichita, Kansas.
Hi, Lauren. Hold the line.
Yum, yum.
You better cut those nails
out. Chowder.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Lawrence Welk Singers.
Adios.
Au revoir.
And good night.
Mr. Wichita, what's your first name again?
Lauren.
What was it?
Lauren.
Lauren, you've won a Brita, am I saying that the right
way? Yeah,
Brita. Brita water filtration system.
Brita.
That's what I said.
Guess.
Brita, yes.
I some apologize of the words, for saying you were right.
Best tasting water is as close to your faucet. Brita.
What did you know?
Let you enjoy water the way nature intended without leaving your home or office.
It's made in Italy.
Brita. Tap into great taste. We better find the name of this product before Brita. We give more away. Well, whatever. They're a sponsor. Brita. Brita. Ask for them by name.
Brita.
That's it. We've got to go. Hold Hold the line, please. Tomorrow, sexpert Laura Korn. For those of you who enjoy sex, that's what the whole show will be about tomorrow.
Yeah, it's a must listen if you if sex is important to you.
Thank you, Buzz Burbank.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Don.
Are you ready, Mary? Mike needs some clippers before he goes home tonight.
Sandpaper.
Here's, yeah, sandpaper. Here's Mary Richards ready to throw her lovely hat in the air. Mary.
You might just make.
Hey, Tommy, show me what Beyond You show. We will see you tomorrow.
So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Megan Stevens, don't be so tight. Give my daddy more money.
Delightful. Delightful. This is the best show we've ever done.
You are the best thing on the radio.
Don and Mike kick ass.
Please focus on the show.
Don and Mike, my brothers.
Still, a good time was had by all.
That's about as good as it gets. Well, so long and have a good night.
Adventures, adventures in Dickland.
Barney boy, there go two of the good ones.
You said it, Fred.
Don and Mike, kick ass.
Don and Mike, kick ass.
We could go on for hours and mesmerize you. You've been a terrific audience. We hope you enjoyed yourselves. We're at that time where we have to go. Thank you for coming. Good night. God bless you.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Price, service, and selection. Country style.
Radio gods. Don and Mike.
Right on!
Right on!
So here he is with his big jukebox. The number one man of all the jocks.
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Record Man, what we mean is turn up the sound on the record machine.
Yeah.
Roll back the rugs and stand up, folks. Here comes the man with the music and jokes. He's gonna play the top 10 and the bottom 50.
Yeah!
You know his taste, it's oh so nifty. So yep. Let's start to swing and let's start to sway. Here comes the guy with some records to play.
Oh yeah.
Boss Radio.